Hi everyone. Nice to see everyone. Welcome, welcome. Be comfortable. I'm comfortable. I've got lots of cushions and today is Christmas meditation. We can relax. No need to sit upright. Be comfortable. I so wish you were all here in my living room and we'd turn all the lights off and we would each have a candle, but we would not light it yet. We would be in perfect darkness. And anyway, that's so. When you're ready, close your eyes and imagine you're in my space with me, and I've lit some incense, and actually I do have some candles already lit. And you are welcome in my space, which is our space. Or maybe even better, I have a better idea. We have gone to the south of France all together, and it's quite mild the weather. And we have gone to a place that's called La Sainte-Baume, which is where Mary Magdalena is said to have gone when she, after Christ had died and resurrected. And she's said to have lived in a cave, which is still there. It's called La Grotte aux Œufs. And it's a cave that you have to find. It's not easy to find. It's not commercial. Anyway, we are all going there together. And here we are. And we have climbed into this cave, which is, of course, the entrance of which is in the shape of a vulva. Very much so beautiful. We are entering into her. And inside, it's very, very dark. And it's very, very silent. And there's space enough for all of us to sit together. And here we are. And it's comfortable. And it takes us over. It's so powerful. And little by little by little, we can begin to surrender. To the silence. And the darkness. And it takes time for the mind, for the thoughts to begin to unravel. There's no rush. Nothing needs to happen. Somehow we know that this space, this darkness, this silence is sacred. Holy. And that our silence, the silence we each bring, our silent hearts, our silent open hearts that we each bring right this moment, sings, silently sings with this holy silence. As if we together are holding vigil for the great silence. And holding vigil means silently singing with. And little by little by little, it takes time for the body and the mind I don't know, to relax, really. Relax meaning just do whatever. Thoughts can continue and obviously, bodily sensations, vibrations, the dance of life that is your body continues. The sound of my voice arises and dissolves and reappears, and it's all fine. It's all, I don't know, natural. Vibrant, interconnected. So we don't have to feel that our thoughts are on the inside and sound of Ellen's voice is on the outside, or just letting everything play. The touch of the air on your skin, the sound of my voice, the thought that comes, the breath. The layers of tension in the body. The whole display of life, just lifing in this great holy silence. You can really allow, welcome, say hello, body, hello, breath, hello, whatever arises, hello. Everything that arises, holy. Your body, holy, your body, the weight of your body. The suffering of your body, whatever is here now that you carry into this shrine that we share. that you carry in your hearts or in your shoulders or in your jaw or in your forehead or holy. Thank you. Everything unholy, holy. Feel the earth under your body, under your pelvis, your hips, your thighs. Holy, holding, holy. We don't really know what these words truly reveal. Earth, body, silence, holy, heart. But yet we do know, don't we? We don't know with our minds, but we recognize. We know. It's not even that we recognize. We know deeply, intimately. And if we don't, if we feel that we don't know that we're disconnected from this, holiness, so to speak, then we know that we long for it. We know the longing for it in our hearts, in our hands. In our eyes, in our mouth, in our ears, in our bellies, in our whole bodies. Sometimes we know, sometimes we've forgotten. Sometimes we turn our back, you know, like little kids who are pissed off at their parents and sort of turn their back. But it's really just a masquerade. We're never really very far from holy, from this silence, this embrace, this knowing. And our body, your body, knows this knowing. I have my words are not maybe very precise, but so be it. Our bodies know this knowing because our bodies come straight out of this knowing. So, right this moment, let your body, let the edges of your body be fully touching the space beyond your body. As if your body was saying, to the habit of separation, leave me alone. I am not separate. As if the skin, the pores of your skin, were saying, I don't care about what you impose on me right this moment. I am allowing myself. Myself, because it's all the pores of your skin to open, to relax. And of course, perhaps, of course, one or the other, perhaps, suddenly your skin is not localized as precisely as usual. You don't quite know where your skin is, where your tactile sensitivity resides. Perhaps it resides in this, in the space more and more. And your hips and your pelvis, they are saying, you know what? I'm sick of holding myself nice and polite and contained, and I want to touch the earth under my body, under me. And my legs are saying, your legs, what are they saying? And your arms and your shoulders. They are maybe saying, we claim our right to flow with her holiness, gravity. She and we will flow. Is what they say, perhaps, your shoulders, your arms, your legs. And the silence surrounding your body, the space, is saying, yes, please. Can we play with you? Can we permeate you? Can we kiss you? It is saying that too. Everything. And I don't know, you make up your own. I could go on like that. What is the back of your neck saying to the space behind it? I want to lick you. And your breath, maybe my breath, maybe your breath, it's saying, I want to be free. To be married once again to the invisible breather. The in-breath. I want to be effortless, it says. And on and on. It goes. This playful reunion of the body with the totality. And maybe the feeling in your chest, of anxiety or agitation. It's saying, please, can you shake me out into the open? So I can bubble away with the borderlessness. And the sadness behind your eyes, in your throat, in your bones. It might say something very strange and interesting. It might want to do something. Go somewhere. Pour itself. And let the body continue still, slowly, slowly, to unravel. You could even dare to say, think quietly, whisper, I don't live in the body. Here in this meditation, I live as this silence. I therefore set my body free of having to be the envelope of me. And then the body can really unravel. Dance, complain because it's been held under tight you know what, so it can complain a bit and it can taste its newfound freedom. Palms of your hands, whatever they're touching, tingling, expanding. Your face, all the sensations of your face coming to life. Nobody's looking, nobody needs a face right this moment. So the face is like, yes. The eyes, the forehead, the eyelids, eyeballs, cheekbones, cheeks, lips. Chin, teeth, gum, tongue. Each one of these creatures has its own. Yes. Ears. Everything. Coming to life, your face, because it doesn't have to be a face. It can be a cacophony. And it takes time, and the body remains still your body. Let's not pretend. It's not like in one gesture we can return the personal body to the impersonal borderlessness, but we can just play. Like having a bath. When we get naked and go get into some nice, clean, warm pool of water, there is a sense of innocence and letting go and returning to a more elemental, connected with nature quality. And here we go even deeper. We're connecting with holy, with invisible holiness. The bath is in holiness. And if your body's moving a bit, mine definitely always moves a bit, and then it comes back to stillness, and then a bit later there's another ripple. Let your bodies be rippled by this bath of holiness. If that's what's happening, don't feel you have to stay physically still. But one thing that is so lovely to explore is from movement, letting the body dissolve back to stillness and exploring with not doing that. So it's a rippling body, and then just like the surface of a lake ceases to ripple after a while, you just let that happen. Let yourself be the surface of a still lake. And if there is a The difficulty, the suffering, the density. Not so much at the level of the story, because I think it's we're in a space that's too quiet to get busy with a story. But if you touch or are touching more of a feeling of heaviness or a difficult feeling, something quite raw and that you would usually want to get rid of or want to transform quickly. Don't. Feel rather that that place, that feeling is bathed in kindness, that this silence that we share or darkness is imbued with benevolence. And nothing needs to change. You know, it's like when your friend comes with a heavy heart to share something difficult. What she wants is to be heard, to be seen. Be welcomed unconditionally, which is not always easy in our interpersonal relationships, and we do our best. But in meditation, it's not something we have to do. It's more something, I don't know, I can't really put words to it. It's very, very deep, though. We get a glimpse of this unconditional yes to all things, all experiences. Unconditional yes to what is. And so, this place of sadness or heaviness or whatever, is bathing in this unconditional, borderless yes. And that's it. That's all. It's all we can do. That's all. But it's so amazing that we can actually gather like this, or not, and we can also do it on our own, and we can. If we can't, we can't always, can we? Sometimes we simply can't, but when we can, we can. Remember, touch this foundational yes. And when we can't, that's okay too, because we never leave it. It's so paradoxical and impossible for the mind to understand, and it's doing its gymnastics. And as I try to speak of it, I'm doing my gymnastics, but I don't mind. It's also a grace to experience the limits of our thinking mind and of our words. Everything that I say is limited. But points to this shared presence. And everything we experience, because it arises out of it and unfolds in it and returns to it, its primary job is to point towards holiness, everything. Every breath. So allowing your body exactly as your body is this moment. Allowing your mind as your mind is this very moment. Recognizing that it's alive, that it doesn't fit the label that is chosen for it. So you can take the labels off. We have no idea what the real label should be. But we feel something miraculous with this life, this body mind. Maybe, I hope. I hope a little bit, because I know it's not easy. I know. We know. But we also know it is easy when we come like this to drink together, to partake in the now. So it's both. It's easy and it's not easy. It's not easy and it's easy. Or maybe we can touch this vibration that we invite when we gather like this. This higher, I want to say higher, but I also want to say lower. Dark, womb-like, full of light, but dark. Or full of darkness but light, both ways. Maybe we can hear the vibration of this womb, this invisible womb. That in some tradition is associated with the mother, with the goddess. This womb out of which everything you experience right this moment is created. And to which everything returns at every moment. And out of which everything is made up. Like to end, I'd like to play a piece of music for us. Be comfortable. And I'm going to play a piece of music. Coming straight out of the womb. It goes on and on and on, so I had to sort of stop a little bit abruptly, apologize. Thank you, everyone, for sharing with me and together. And maybe we take a little break. Let's see. Shall we take a 5-minute break and come back? Right. See you soon.
Claire. How's it going, Claire? Is it raining over there? I hear it's raining.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I have to share this.
Okay,
Should
good.
we? Okay. So I've always in I mean not really, but for many, many, many years, I have wanted to go to that cave in southern France to be with Mary Magdalene in that very cave. And you brought me there today. I mean, really, and she was there.
Was she? What'd she look like?
She was like, and this brings me back. My other point is, on Sunday I listened to a 16-year-old recording of Sally Kempton's talk about the winter solstice, and she talked about and invoked. Holly's womb, which is the darkness, and solstice is, and with dawn and darkness of night and dawn, and also in the solstice when the light and the dark is like that, that in ancient cultures, the dark was worshipped as Holly's womb, and the solstice was the dawn, the goddess of the dawn, who just as newly out of the darkness, just is radiating out the very first light out of the darkness, is, and she's Lalita, and she's the playful, innocent one. So this was invoked on Sunday, and I've been kind of being with it. It's been lingering, and
Nice.
then yesterday I was with Pamela Wilson, and she talked about the loving of the darkness, and how the first light from that darkness is innocence herself. And then coming here today with you in this journey, it was like it was just like it was the goddess herself who was just gifting us with this experience of having a direct relationship with her. That's what
Wonderful.
it feels like. And this was such a gift. Thank you
You're welcome,
so
Claire.
much.
Big hug. Dark hug. Dark light hug.
Licking, licking, licking.
Licking,
Woo.
Oh, Andreas, you've put your ha hand up, so you have to say something. Hi, Andreas. Nice to see
Hello.
you. Hi.
First of all, thank you for all this session. It's very, very beautiful. Now, maybe this month is maybe the darkest time that I ever experienced in my life. Like maybe in a conventional sense, it's a separation, divorce, or like a little bit betrayal, but more kind of like separation. Even though it is not like what 100% dark, it's there is an aspect of beautifulness in it, but still very dark. And I never experienced this in my life. Even though, yeah, I half of my eyes is blind, but this is much more dark. Like every day without concept, sometimes with concept, story, 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 and the story cannot be it's like coming again. And sometimes without story, very wave after wave of like a tree, but the tree is darkness and kind of like this is like a rotten tree of like black color. Tree is appearing in this solar plexus area, and then like cannot work, cannot like just even there is one day that cannot stand up, yeah, but
Where
it's
are you,
up. And
Andreas? Remind me where you are in the world, just because I don't
In
know.
Bali, in
In Bali,
Bali.
that's it. That's it. Yeah. It sounds like you're going through
Yeah.
something difficult.
Yes, and maybe do you have any message or like yeah, whatever
Hug, hug, hug,
that
hug, hug.
yeah.
Don't have a, you know, I don't, I don't, I don't know enough, and you know, there's not, we, but just the fact that you're bringing your suffering to us today, the message is love, because what can we say? What can we do? I don't know. We don't have time to really go into what's happening for you, Andreas, but we know because each one of us here, we have our version of suffering, you know, really. Suffering is really part of the human journey. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Try
Thank
to
you.
keep faith in that that this is there's meaning in suffering. Suffering is not for nothing. And I guess remind yourself of when you can, remind yourself of the kindness and the love somehow, somewhere. Come back to the shrine and let your feelings flow, your tears, if they come, let them come, all of that. But most of all, lots and lots of love from all of us, right, guys and girls? Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Sounds like this.
What I maybe how I should maybe not should but I should relate with this feeling that is came wave after wave after wave.
Just as best you can. You know? When I think when we're in the throes of suffering, you know, we can, if we are lucky, at times we remember the spiritual teaching and then we know to welcome. At times we don't. At times it's too difficult. So don't be hard on yourself, Andreas. Don't be hard on yourself. And are you, do you have some friends and some support?
Yeah, have that like paradoxically the my wife that is separate in a
Yeah.
convent in a conventional sense also support me to even
Oh.
to wake up to, and this is like a bizarre condition in a conventional sense, but
Well,
yes, this is have.
that's nice, I guess. Yeah, I think you know already the spiritual answers to the way to relate to our suffering. So you don't really need to for me to repeat them. I think for me sometimes, although it's not very non-dual, praying, really literally
Agree.
praying, yeah, good old-fashioned way, getting on my knees and saying, please. It's stuck right now. Could you please come? Because in the moments of suffering, that's we feel separate. So it's very difficult to touch and feel the perfume of the truth in those moments. So
Maybe the last, how about the story? Sometimes people kind of like, oh, don't story, but the stories cannot be like automatically like.
well, again, you know, it's a balance. Sometimes the story needs attention. There's more to look at, there's more to understand, there's more to explore. And sometimes the story is being obsessively rehearsed and we can't stop thinking about it and we're perseverating and we're obsessing and we have to, it's hard, but we have to learn to try to tell the difference between. And sometimes it's not possible. So then just patience, just trust that you'll come out of this. Even though it sounds really hard, Andreas, I suspect actually you're doing the right thing. You're letting things come. You're going through a big change in your life, and you're half sort of blind and half not blind. And you came here today and you have a beautiful smile on your face.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear
All the
friend.
best, Andreas. All the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Take care. Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I'm not giving you a very direct, clear answer because I don't think I have that answer. I think suffering and these times in our lives are complex and layered, and there'll be moments where we are in contact with the understanding, the direct, non-dual understanding, but then there'll be moments where we're not and where we need to be exploring and it's not a mistake, these moments in our lives. They're not a mistake. They're not unspiritual. I think sometimes in the non-dual understanding, there's this sort of maybe feeling that if we're suffering, then it's not, we're not, something's going wrong. But I don't think that's true. I really more and more don't. I think those are moments of great learning. Very difficult, but moments where we're being exposed to ourselves. We're seeing our fears. We're seeing our insecurity. We are seeing all sorts of things. We're seeing our beauty as well. We're seeing our humanity. We're seeing our vulnerability. We're seeing our hatred, maybe sometimes our violence, things that are really, let's be honest, part of the human scope of experience. And if we are also interested in the truth and deeply interested in this so-called spiritual journey, then we're going to be rubbed through this process of suffering. I don't know. I don't have the words, but I trust these processes, and so I encourage you. Trust yourself. You can go through this. That's what you're made for.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Yenna, please feel free. Oh, there you are. Hi. Feel free to unmute yourself, Yenna.
Am I unmuted now?
Yep, you are.
Oh, hello, Ellen.
Hello.
It's a long time, and I'm so happy to be with you again. And I, it's yeah, it's nice to be reminded how simple things can be, how simple life can be, and this journey you took us through. I really felt this love that can shine, and also all my layers that I can kind of it can be hidden under, and I had this word in my head or on my tongue. It's like, oh, throw off all my conformity. It's like, oh yes, it's this daily life with going on work and doing this and that and that. So it's sometimes I get so square, so it's so nice to open up and let the wind go through. And so
So
I
nice. That's so nice. Yes.
This of the imagination, it's real. It's even when we say it's imagination, it's real because it's happening. So when I say the wind is going blowing through me, it is blowing through, and this feeling of being relieved and following. So it's
Exactly. Trust, yeah.
So this we don't have to go to a cave. We can go in the cave in
Imagine.
our experience or in our imagination, and it's there.
Right.
The feeling is there. So it's
That's right.
yeah, and at the same time, it was this of even we sit here on our computers individual, I had this feeling of togetherness. So it was very nice.
I think it's true. Everything you say is true. Togetherness is so helpful because I think, there's something about coming together that's so helpful, even on the computer. I love this idea of the wind blowing through and
Oh, yeah.
of finding some moments like where you really do, literally do throw off the conventions and also deep in our experience, the conventions of believing ourselves to be a located, separate body, that we can throw that one off too. At least during meditation, we don't need to be, and all of that is so simple, you're right, and yet seems so inaccessible often. So it's a paradox, and I think, like, yes, let's, really, let's keep.
I really like what you said to Andreas, that also bless your forgetting how simple it is, not being hard on yourself, because this is sometimes what can come up. Oh, yes, why don't you do this or that, or remembering this. So, but this very, very allowing space and loving space, it's I will take that with me tonight and remember that. So thank you.
Thank you for coming, Jena. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I will be here again another time when you invite. So yeah, bye bye.
Bye. Take care.
Sure.
Is that Len? Is that a gesture, or sort of wave?
Yes. It's a journey to even hit the unmute button.
Yeah.
This is such a busy doing time, this holiday time, and it's so delicious to be stunned into silence, to be stunned into quiet, to be, I mean, I did have a hard time moving to hit that button. And it just it, thank you. It's just an eloquent gift of this journey of, I don't know, being being in the midst of all this busy doing time. So I would love to have a tape of this session playing in my ear for the next 2 weeks, just constantly reminding that this is really to really meet and be in the living. That's the gift you brought us.
It's a joint, it's a team effort, Len. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, anyway, I hope we can all sort of stay in touch with that deep silence. I find it hard too. I find it so helpful to gather and
it just felt like what you expressed was coming from that silence. And so for me, and I think from what has been shared so far, it's sort of permeated the energy field, and it's just so
because it's her, it's that vibe. It's like Christ said, when two or more gather in my name, I really feel, I'm the lucky one who can sort of try to align myself to the vibration, and then the words may or may not always successfully come, but it's really, really not important. It's the feeling that gets invited when we gather and we just orientate ourselves towards being, and it's very powerful, And may we gather many, many more times. Sorry, Len.
I was just going to say that music was so beautiful. Can you send us?
I'll send you the reference. Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Noah.
Lots of love to both of you.
Thanks. You too.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi,
hi everybody. I just want to say quickly that, like Claire and others have said, I was in that cave. I mean, I was there more than I have ever been in any of the shrines that we've built together. And I felt the presence of, I mean, it was, dare I say, magical. But it was also for me that there was this message, especially going in that opening of the cave of, you can't ever go back into your mother's womb, but you can always, always return to the womb that brings forth all life.
That's beautiful.
It's always open. And it was lovely to be with you all there and continue to be with you there. And I will be returning there. And hope to see you guys there. And if you feel me there, feel free to give me a hug, tap me on the shoulder.
That's lovely.
So it was just, it was, and also I kept thinking of, with Christmas season and the Christmas tree being the, we bring these Christmas trees into our house to symbolize the light from within and the part of us that is evergreen. And then paradoxically, they die, they shed needles all over the place, they're unwieldy, they're a total pain in the ass. They're a very good symbol for everything that came up for me in this meditation. And you did a great job embodying Christmas and all this stuff for me today. So thank you for letting that come through you. And thank you everyone for showing up in the cave. Or not just being who you are, where you are. So
thank you, Zuzu.
You are welcome. Thank you, all of you.
Exactly. That you can't go back into your mother. You're thankfully.
Yeah. Thank goodness. I don't want to want to. Yeah.
But but you can go to the invisible great mother's womb at any moment of your day and night. Well, you go there at night, I guess. When that's a lovely, lovely thing. Yep, yep, yep. It is. Hi, who's talking?
Hi,
hi, Maria.
Hi, Ellen. I'm very happy to see you again after such a long time. Do you remember me?
I do, actually.
Yeah, from Spain.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for this beautiful meditation, especially because my mom passed away a few weeks ago. So this was the journey you took us through was for me very beautiful and peaceful, gentle. And your metaphor of the womb had a special significance to me these days. Are being very hard, but I was able to meet her again in this very holy place. And I don't know, I have no words for it. And the music, beautifully chosen, took me straight to her, to the mother, and to the journey she's taken to her total, I don't know how to express, to the total nature, total self. Mm-hmm. I felt happiness because though I'm grieving for her loss, I could feel that she's really happy wherever she is now. So thank you very much for this lovely meditation.
Well, thank you for sharing with us your mm-hmm. loss and for being here, Maria.
Thank you, Ellen.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Virginia, go ahead, Virginia. One more and then we'll say bye-bye. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Long time too. Just a little reflection that needs to come out. That's weird. And it's about the relativeness of everything. I'm in the Southern Hemisphere in Argentina, so the 21st is going to be the longest day of light. What I feel around all this is the space, the silence as something out of space and time. And you can go in and go into the space and time and in darkness and light and all opposites, but the silence is like one
yes,
step.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for that, Virginia. That's a nice note to end on, actually. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, every one of you, for coming. I think, and I, you know, I know it's more people than usual because Lynn, I think I see you. Hi, Lynn. Anyway, lovely to have you all here, and we'll come back. I mean, I'm coming back. Hopefully, you'll come back sometime in the new year. I'll put my dates up on my newsletter, and I'll send you my thing and blah blah blah. Take good
love
care.
Love you.
Thank
love
you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy solstice. Bye.
Bye, Helen. Bye. Happy holidays. Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Kyra. Bye, Krista. Bye, Lynn. Bye, Anna. Bye, Virginia. Bye, all. Bye, everyone. Bye, Leslie. Bye, Maria. Bye, Matt and Madzia. Who did I forget? I think I said bye, Doris. We had a nice view on your medication, Doris. Bye bye.
Oh, nice.
Ciao ciao.
Ciao ciao.